The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. One thing you simply have to do when you visit San Francisco is take a ride on one of the city's famous cable cars that take you halfway to the stars. In the words of Tony Bennett's hymn of praise to San Fran. The people of one of America's most alluring cities have defeated every attempt made to get rid of them. They really cherish their cable cars. But the people of Douglas Isle of Man had no such affection for theirs, which were pretty much the same as San Francisco's. And while they might not take you halfway to the stars, they could get you from the Jubilee Clock and right up Prospect Hill to Upper Douglas. They clanked to a halt 90 years ago, after only 3 years in operation. But at first there was demand for the service, and the route from the Jubilee Clock was along Victoria Street, up Prospect Hill, along Bucks Road, with the terminus in York Road. In the winter of 1896, 300 men were put to work on laying the double track of 3-foot gauge rails. The people of Douglas, used to the principle of horse-drawn public transport, looked on in wonder and eager anticipation. In July 1896, 3 miles of steel cable was imported, and this was to haul the trams in a continuous loop laid in a conduit between the rails with a power station and car shed built at the junction of York Road and Crosby Terrace. The cars each had 2 grippers, one for each direction of travel, up and down. In anticipation of lots of passengers, there was a starting fleet of 12 cars, each of which could carry 32 people, and services started on Saturday, August the 13th, 1896. But the cable cars were fated never to be a profitable enterprise for Douglas Corporation. They lost money heavily in winter when there were no holidaymakers keen to get up to their boarding houses on Bucks Road. As a result, the cable cars were reduced to summer operation only from As a result, the cable cars were reduced to summer operation only from 1921. Also, times were changing. In 1926, the corporation introduced motor buses, which people preferred. Also, the cable car system was giving clear indication that costly repairs were becoming necessary. Wear and tear on the track and the cable and the pulley system were making it all increasingly noisy. Local people called the cars devils because of the terrible rattling of their windows. In the summer of 1929, they ceased operation without ceremony on August the 13th. Having carried nearly 80,000 passengers since 1896, and a rather eerie silence descended. The Isle of Man Weekly Times was moved to comment, "What a strange, quiet place Douglas was on Tuesday. The clanking noise had gone. The cable cars had stopped." Dismantling the system took 3 years. The cable winding system itself was broken up for scrap. Some of the cars in the fleet were sold to a man who planned to convert them into holiday bungalows, and 2 actually appeared near the coast road at Jerby. Fortunately, 2 other cars were rescued and cannibalised into 1 beautifully restored version. This was moved into the Douglas Horse Trams terminus, ready to make public appearances. There is also another highly visible relic of the cable cars to be seen near the bottleneck car park at the sea terminal. It is a huge iron wheel, which used to be housed inside with the cable running round it, and there is a display cabinet offering all the information anybody might want to know. But if you really want to relish something like the Douglas cable car experience, what you have to do is head off to San Francisco. And do remember to call it San Fran, not Frisco.